"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4. And then if you miss stuff after 4 o'clock, the John and Ken on demand podcast. And it's the whole show all over again. And you could pick up whatever you missed.
All right. Well, we're going to get right into it. Today, what was brought to our attention, what we're going to talk about, is something called the Los Angeles County Equity Oversight Panel. Imagine such a thing in that damn word, equity, which we've been dealing with now for too many years. I don't know when it was formed, but apparently it's being used by the LA County District Attorney George Gascon to go after the critics within his own department.
Yeah.
This panel investigates complaints, so to speak, and then it's turned over back to the DA's office, and he sometimes comes back with a punishment like a suspension.
Well, he uses it to go after his critics. And that's the only purpose of this oversight committee.
Right, it's cover.
In the Soviet Union and in communist China, they have these kinds of panels, commissions, and what they do is they police speech and they police conversation and they have citizens snitch on one another, workers snitch on one another. And when anybody says anything that's outside the party rules, then you appear before the committee, and they issue a punishment. So this is what Gascon has imposed. It's exactly the same mechanism that the Soviets and that the communist Chinese use.
Well,
and
our guest
to keep order.
Our guest is L.A. County Deputy District Attorney Shay Sanna, who finds himself suspended once again. And I guess the investigation was done by this panel. He is given a 10-day suspension. And we're going to talk about the details of this and what Gascon is up to this time by getting Shay back on the show.
Shay Sanna, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me back.
My first question is, how long has this panel been around?
I'm not exactly sure. A few years, and it's through the county, the LA County.
Right. It's LA County's Equity Oversight Panel, and then they investigate these complaints, and then they turn something over to, like, Gascon's office, and he decides what to do with their conclusions, I suppose?
Yes.
What's the complaint?
So the complaint is that when referring to a brutal strong-arm robbery where three individuals go into a mini-mart and surround a kid trying to get a soda, they start attacking him. Every time he turned his back, they attack him. They eventually drug him out of the store, stomped him out, stole his backpack containing his necessary medical supplies because he did have a disability. And when referring to the attack, I allegedly said that the attack was like a pack of hyenas. and that was taken out of context. Gascon's top special advisor at the time, Alyssa Blair, filed an equity complaint. She's the same person who filed the equity complaint against me for misgendering James Tubbs.
Yes.
Oh, God. And they did it.
Yeah, that was your other suspension, right?
Right. So they did it 8 months after that case. The strong-arm robbery case had settled. So they waited 8 months until I went public on a couple other issues and criticized Gascon. And then Gascon's top advisors filed this equity complaint. And then they waited.
I was just going to say, where did they dig this comment up that you supposedly made about hyenas? Where did they find that? Were you interviewed or something?
I also handled a case where a hit-and-run driver ran down a mom in an alley pushing a stroller.
Oh, we know that one well, right?
Yeah, so when I handled that case went viral, and the media really started publicizing it on June 4th. And then I gave public statements on June 16th about how Gascon's policy led to the release of Justin Flores, the individual who murdered those two Amante police officers.
Oh, yeah.
And that was on June 16th. Then on June 24th, Alyssa Blair filed this equity complaint, and the defense attorney on the hit-and-run case was also the defense attorney on that strong-arm robbery case.
Oh.
But the strong-arm robbery case occurred in 2021, and they didn't file this equity complaint until June of 2022.
Yeah, they were digging to find anything they could on you,
The whole thing is a setup. I have no idea why Pack of Hyenas would be interpreted as any kind of a improper comment. I have no idea.
Well, they were saying it's dehumanizing to describe the conduct.
The attackers.
I think the stomping of that sick kid was a bit dehumanizing.
Right, and dragging him out of the mini mart, and every time he turns his back, the one who is behind the victim attacks him.
Yeah, it's almost pointless to discuss the actual language used or the context, because that's not the point. The point is that you are criticizing George Gascon in public about these high-profile cases, and he is guilty. He is responsible for a lot of these crimes and a lot of the suffering that the victims go through because of his policies, and you keep pointing it out in public, so this is retaliation. This is to make your life miserable and warn every other employee in the DA's office, no more public criticism of Gascon. We're not tolerating it. We'll try to destroy your life.
Correct, and it's very convenient that the investigation was concluded months ago, and they've been sitting on it. But last Sunday, when I went on Fox News and endorsed Jonathan Hatami to run for the next DA and be the next DA of LA County, 2 days later, I hit with the suspension. So they waited, and as soon as I made a public comment endorsing someone other than Gascon,
I would assume what they have is a file on you, and a number of other attorneys have gone public. And what they've done is collected all kinds of private comments, jokes, discussions. They've do their lawyer magic to take things out of context, twist it around, and they have ammunition ready to go against anybody who says anything negative about Gascon, especially with an election year coming up very soon. That this is what they're going to do. They're going to try to shut down public discussion of Gascon's horrendous record. And they do this on purpose. I'm sure they've had many meetings, brainstorming sessions. What can we get on him? What can we twist? That's what they do.
And I'm sure you're right. But if they think that by trying to bully me or intimidate me or suspend me is going to get me to be quiet, they're wrong. I'm just going to call them out more and make it look how ridiculous it is. And then I'm going to put them on blast for the lies and all the misstatements and false representations. And then I'm going to hold them accountable. You have a bunch of inexperienced public defenders and attorneys at top management. George Gascon has never tried a case, and now he's trying to play games and ruin the reputations of hardworking public servants that have years of experience. And I don't think that's a fight he wants to pick.
Now, No, it's war. You know, he wants to go to war. Then all the other deputy DAs have to go to war as well.
Right, right. And that's what it comes to, because when he's lying and filing these false complaints and then suspending DAs and trying to ruin their reputations, which have been built over 30 years, we gotta fight back.
And this L.A. County Equity Oversight Panel, that's the group he uses. It says here it's made up of employment law experts who review complaints against employees. That's what he's using as sort of cover to retaliate.
So what he does is he has his top advisors, his special advisors, and his chief of staff. And actually, Sharon Wu, the second in charge of our office, she's the one who filed the first complaint. So the chief deputy filed the first complaint about me misgendering Tubbs. So he has his top people use the county, weaponize the county's board of equity so it looks independent. And then when they come back and say, hey, we don't really find anything, you know, maybe violated a DA policy, then they drop the hammer and claim in public that it was an independent investigation.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Exactly.
Well, because these equity oversight panels, they're designed in order to trap enemies and destroy them. That's the whole purpose of it. They've got no noble issue that they're actually fighting with these. It's about destroying critics. And you come up with some beautiful woke term like equity oversight panel to make it sound like they're doing something righteous. No, they're not. It's just an old-fashioned retaliation panel. That's all.
And in Gascon's case, all he's doing is taking the side of the criminals once again.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly right. And you were trying to take the side of the victim. That's exactly how this office works.
Yeah, he would have been great.
And he goes after you for criticizing the criminals, the attackers. It's amazing.
His actions are releasing these criminals, and they're going out to kill. And anybody who points that out gets the equity oversight panel sicked on him. I mean, this is gross stuff. This is despicable stuff. But he's a despicable man. He's one of the worst public figures I've ever seen in my life.
Well, challengers are lining up, so hopefully next year we can knock them out of office. Shay, thank you so much for coming on. We're sorry about your suspension, but keep fighting the good fight.
Thank you.
All right, that's L.A. County Deputy District Attorney Shay Sanna, who's been suspended again by George Gascon's office. They are using something called the L.A. County Equity Oversight Panel to investigate complaints that actually come from Gascon's minions.
Yeah.
And distort them into something. In this case, he's racist because he called them the attackers hyenas.
Shayna,
10 days, you're out.
Shay Sanna is one of the good guys. He's what a prosecutor ought to be, just like all the other prosecutors are coming
and
on our
super
show.
Super good guy because he's gone public. There's many, many deputy DAs who are really good guys. They're not going as public as a small handful that we talk to regularly on the show are. I mean, they're putting their careers on the line against this guy because they believe that he's dead wrong and should be ousted.
And by the way, they're not allowed to talk to us during work hours. If you notice, we increasingly have these guys on in the 1 o'clock hour because that's the lunch hour for the deputy DAs, or sometimes we tape the interviews in advance, but we can't put them on later in the afternoon because they're not allowed to speak during their work hours to us.
All right, we'll return. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere. It's the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio from 1 till 4 after 4 o'clock, John and Ken podcast, John and Ken on demand.
Quick reminder, the voice line is back day after tomorrow. Leave your messages through that app. That's right, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. We play those calls during the 3 o'clock hour on Friday. Well, we're going to talk about George Gascon, but in a different context right now. And of course, the big story that we mentioned yesterday is that there are now charges against another Los Angeles City Council member. This is Curran Price Jr. 5 counts of embezzlement of government funds, 3 counts of perjury, 2 counts of conflict of interest. We'll delve into these charges and we'll have a much longer discussion on this later in the show when Daniel Gus from the Gus Report joins us.
Also married to 2 women at the same time.
Yes, trying to love 2. It's the old song. It's torn between 2 lovers. Well, I think he was insisting that he had somehow legally divorced the first woman, but that doesn't hold up.
But how do you not know whether you're divorced or not?
Something like he put an ad in the paper. And he couldn't find her was his reasoning. He couldn't find her to serve her with the divorce papers, but that also seems ludicrous.
No, there's paperwork when you get divorced, and it says you're divorced on it.
Right, but he couldn't serve her. Right, so he's claiming that shouldn't
mean
he's not divorced.
Serve her.
You have to deliver the papers to the other person.
When the judge dissolves a marriage, that's the moment the marriage is dissolved, as soon as the judge does it.
If the other side doesn't show up, I don't know if that works that way. I think
so. Then you can never end the marriage if the other side just takes off and disappears? That doesn't sound right.
Well, I think after a period of time, it would be considered null and void. Well, anyway, let's talk about the woman that he also claims was his wife, while he was still married to the first one we've been talking about. The accusation here...
Oh, anyway, that because I just looked at Daniel Gus's piece. He claimed he couldn't locate her, but Gus found her in less than five minutes.
Oh, I didn't say it was bogus. I just said that was his excuse. He's charged with having a financial interest in projects that he voted for on as a council member, and having the city pay $34,000 in medical benefits for his now wife while he was still married to another woman. That's the essence of the complaints. And of course, there's perjury in there too. Between 2019 and 2021, Price's wife, and this would be the second wife, allegedly received payments totaling more than $150,000 from developers again.
Mm-hmm.
Price voted to approve the projects.
And he was
accused of failing to list the money his wife got on government disclosure
forms.
And
it was affordable housing projects. And what he was doing is the city was selling these buildings at cut-rate prices to the developers who had bribed Curran Price through his wife.
Well, you know, doesn't that sound familiar? It's a little different than the other developer scandals, but they're along the same lines.
But the developer saves a lot of money on the purchase price and gives a kickback through the wife back to Curran Price.
All right. And what is the reaction of the El Segundo Times predictably playing down the actual criminal case and playing up how important Curran Price is to the community? They got one story headlined, "For Price, charges could threaten a political career as an ally of labor and low-wage workers. Lament, just like they did with Mark Ridley Thomas, right?
So
they didn't do that with Weezer or Mitch Englander, but they did with these two.
No, I know. Because they judge these cases by the color of the politician's skin.
And they consider, apparently, the black community the true, really big underdog in Los Angeles. So they need all the help they can get. And if they're losing black representation, well, that matters more than whether or not they're a criminal.
The weird twist, though, is his district is mostly Hispanic.
Which is the case in most of L.A.
Right, but Curran Price's
district
is like...
could be now largely black because of the way the populations have shifted.
Is like around 80% Hispanic, so...
Yeah, he's district number 9, which represents an area... Was that South L.A. in areas like that?
It's from around L.A. Live all the way south along the east side of the 110 freeway.
Oh, okay. Price's reputation is on the line following these criminal charges.
It's not on the line?
A long-standing public servant who's given his life to the city of L.A., said a spokesman.
Who asked for his life? Well, no, he only got into politics in order to steal money. That's why he got into it.
You're right. The population is 78% Latino and 13% black.
Yeah.
They've elected a black representative since the early 60s. Well, I would guess a lot of Latinos don't vote either.
Well, they elected a corrupt representative. It's amazing how many of these council people are corrupt, because this is the fourth one now that's going to go to jail. Four of them out of 15. That's 27% of the city council is going to end up with a jail sentence. Right. And then you have those three stooges involved in that audio tape scandal. And one of the crimes in that audio tape scandal, which is glossed over, everybody focuses on the racial language, but what they were doing was they were trying to carve up the districts for racial purposes.
So that Latinos would be more Latinos on city council.
Well, so that was corrupt too. So those three were corrupt on top of the four that are getting jail sentences. That's 7 out of 15. Then you add the idiot Mike Bonin, and you have a majority of reprehensible or criminal manipulative council people. It is a council of clowns and crooks and criminals.
They're trying to determine whether or not they're going to suspend them from the city council. It's the motions being, I think, discussed this afternoon.
That's what they did to Ridley Thomas. They're going to have to.
They're going to have to, right. And it's interesting that this has been brought by the LA County DA, George Gascon, because it just seems that this would be a sensitive matter in communities that he thinks are underrepresented, right, and often ignored. One of their leaders. We'll be talking a lot more about this at 3:05 with Daniel Gus and the Gus Report. And got to give him credit. He was mentioned Curran Price in many of his writings that he thought eventually they're going to come for Curran Price. And he was right. He also claimed that many in city government were ignoring what was under their noses.
That's what's fascinating. He wrote about, it looks like about 11 different stories on Curran Price since 2017. And the LA Times, almost nothing.
We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
From KFI AM 640.
Well, the whole Trump media circus in Florida is over with the charges yesterday in court made official, but we will talk to Royal Oaks, ABC News legal analyst, after 2 o'clock about what's next and how long this whole process could take. This is dealing with the case over the documents that Trump held on to, the critical classified government documents. Who knows, by the time they even get close to being in court with any of these cases, there could be a third indictment of Trump. Particularly coming out of Georgia,
you know, there
with the election,
he's got 6 cases waiting for him.
Are they all federal or are they also state?
They're all over the place. There's the one in New York City over the Stormy Daniels payments. There's this one over the documents. Then there's in Georgia interfering in the election process there. Then there's the January 6th insurrection and whatever role he had in that. There's also a Trump Organization lawsuit from the Attorney General in New York over fraud. And then that writer, E. Jean Carroll, who won a civil case over Trump assaulting her, has another defamation case against him because he keeps saying bad things about her and denying what happened.
I think that CNN town hall set her off.
Yeah.
She said some more things about her during that town hall, and she wanted to add that to the complaint or something.
Right. She filed another addendum.
Yeah.
So there's 6 things he's going to have to deal with in court over the next year or so.
Well, to his supporters, that just proves their case. The deep state is out to get him, right? Now in Sacramento, the state legislators are apparently, they should be working on the budget But of course, before they go out of session, they pass whatever phony budget they're going to pass. They're dealing with other bills. The one that gets our attention, which deserves some time to talk about, is Assembly Bill 957. It cleared the Senate Judiciary Committee with an 8-1 vote. 8-1. This is the work of California State Senator Scott Wilk and an assemblywoman by the name of Lori Wilson. We'll talk about her in a moment. This is the work of Scott Wiener. We'll talk about Scott Wilk. Scott Wiener is apparently one of the people behind this bill. Now, when I first saw the headlines on this, I was really alarmed. I'm still alarmed. But it made it sound like you could actually be charged criminally if you do not affirm the gender of your child, is the language. What the bill's really about is custody battles. And it could be the case where if the other side makes the case against you that you are not, quote, affirming a child's preferred identity, you could be in trouble when it comes to custody matters. That's what's in the bill.
This is atrocious because I'm starting to think there really is some kind of weird push going on with the sexuality stuff in children, because you're going to take an underage child. He's going to start claiming that he feels like a girl or a girl feels like a guy. And if a parent has any skepticism about whatever this gender-affirming treatment is, then you basically could lose custody rights to the kid. This stuff is extremely dangerous. A lot of this stuff is not proven. There are many people in gay activism circles and doctors who say, wait, hold on. We don't really know what goes on with these kids. And the danger is you might have a kid who might have some gay tendencies, but depending on what you say to them, they might want to switch sexual identity. In fact, some gay activists are saying this is a way to erase all gay people, that if you see any gay tendencies in your kids when they're very young, just switch their sex. And of course, you could convince a child of almost anything. And then
I think the key here, though, is the parent should be making these decisions. Now, the problem with this and this bill is that the parents could disagree.
Right.
But who says that the parent that thinks that the kid should have the other gender is correct? And that's going to be up to courts and judges and all that crap. This is a swamp.
Well, this is why you should not be giving any kind of gender-affirming treatments to kids, because it's impossible to know which way things are going to go. It's impossible. A lot of this is just suggestion into kids' minds. You know, if they show some tendencies, well, just let them live their lives. You don't have to put a label on them. You don't have to start giving them treatments and therapies and drugs. That's ridiculous. This is completely uncharted, unproven territory. There's no consensus on it other than among activists.
Yeah, I read a pretty good column. We're trying to get the guy on the air. He's a gay man, and he said, you know, the way things are being interpreted today, and he's particularly worked up over Pride Month because the trans thing has become the story of Pride Month. He said, you know, as a kid, I had tendencies where I seemed feminine. Would there be somebody that would say, well, we should have transitioned you to a girl? But he goes, as a gay man, I wanted to stay a man, and I don't want anybody to jump that decision.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, I read that guy's piece, and that helped crystallize my thinking on this. And I read some other people as well who said this is not what you want to do to kids because nobody really knows what's going on. And doctors say this too.
Young are they pushing for this? Do you know? I mean, I've seen some ages like 12. Is it even younger than that?
Yeah, it is younger than that. It depends on the hysteria of the parent, and it depends if one of these activists gets involved.
No.
And there is such a desire for people to be part of this movement, and it gives them some kind of social standing. It's
because they believe, and they've exaggerated this, that there are many people that because the societal norms have been suppressed for being their true selves, even at a young age.
That's a great theory,
and they need this freedom.
That's a great theory. There's no proof of that. What everyone knows, though, is there can be you can suggest a kid and get him to believe things about himself, which may not be true. that is obvious. We indoctrinate kids with religion all the time.
Well, the reason we have to stop at the edge of this cliff is because you start getting involved in things like puberty blockers. Now you're really talking serious medical stuff.
That's right. Yeah,
that's really sick.
And if I'm a father and my ex-wife wants to feed my son puberty blockers because he seems a little effeminate, and I don't have the right
to question that.
In fact, I should block that.
Right?
I shouldn't have to question it. It should never be done. You shouldn't be giving puberty blockers to anybody for any reason ever. That should be illegal.
Right, and this is where this is going to go. They'll go into child custody court. She'll bring in her experts before a judge. You'll have to bring in your experts, and the judge will have to figure out, is this kid really maybe better off with the other gender or not? All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, I did mention State Senator Scott Wilk from Santa Clarita, Republican. We try to get him on the show because he made some statements about this yesterday. Clearly, he's not a big fan of Assembly Bill 957, and he talks, we'll play some audio, about how maybe it's time for California parents to leave the state. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
More than just parents.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the air from 1 till 4, and then after 4 o'clock, you miss stuff, you go to the iHeart app for the John and Ken on demand podcast.
All right, well, we're talking about a bill in Sacramento known as Assembly Bill 957. This one deals with custody matters between two parents fighting over a child, and they want to add gender identity affirmation into the whole custody mess. The bill is co-authored by State Senator Scott Wiener. The primary author is Assemblywoman Lori Wilson, a Democrat, and as you might suspect, she has a child that is trans. Here is part of what she said as to why we need this legislation.
If you have a 7-year-old who's talking about having a potential to say, I being able to articulate that they believe that they are not the same gender as they are biologically, then it should be affirmed. And through care, it should be determined. And that's what we did with our own child. And that would give the ability for a parent who wasn't sure to affirm and get their child the care that they need to make that, so they can begin to articulate that determination. But by saying and rejecting it in wholesale, then you're essentially rejecting your child.
A 7-year-old.
A 7-year-old?
No, that's too young.
You wondered what the age is? You know something? There is no limit to this stuff. A 7-year-old is going to tell you that they feel like a girl today, and you're going to take them to gender-affirming care. Now, what do you think the bias is of all these alleged doctors and experts and therapists? Their bias is, you have a transsexual here, and we're going to have to give her or him gender-affirming care. You notice how they control the language?
They've adopted some terms already.
Language
right?
is everything.
Affirming gives you the idea, it's set in stone. This is what it is. This person belongs in the other gender.
You grab these phrases in order to take control of the issue and to intimidate other people from criticizing it and questioning it. This is affirming. Oh, this is positive. This is good. What's wrong with you? Are you a gender denier? What is the opposite of affirm? Deny. And this is what the child needs. What do you know? Well, what do you know? That is a crazy person.
Here is California State Senator Scott Wilk of Santa Clarita. Now, he's a Republican, and as I mentioned, this bill has already cleared a Senate committee. And he got really frustrated, and this is what he said.
I'm now in year 11 in the state legislature, and all the time we're proposing policies to protect children. After 11 years, I've come to a conclusion that we need to start protecting parents. That's just not happening. I've been here and witnessed a full frontal assault on charter schools, taking away parents' choice and how their children are going to be educated, to the detriment particularly of children of color. In recent years, we have put government bureaucrats between parents, children, and doctors when it comes to medical care. And now we have this where if a parent does not support the ideology of the government, they're going to be taken away from the home. Now, I agree with both Senator Wiener and Senator Laird that today it only involves divorce proceedings. And frankly, a judge can already factor this in. But I can assure you it's not going to end with divorce proceedings. In the past, when we've had these discussions and I've seen parental rights atrophied, I've encouraged people to keep fighting. I've changed my mind on that. If you love your children, you need to flee California. You need to flee. We are moving towards the pathway of the Handmaid's Tale. California is becoming the new Juliet. And it just breaks my heart. Born and raised in this state. I love this state. I'm not going to stay in this state because it's just too oppressive. And I believe in freedom. And so I'm going to move to America when I leave the legislature.
You know, this is bordering on some kind of witchcraft. You know what the end result here is that the child's body gets mutilated because eventually you have to change their genitalia. And wow. And this will all start with a child having a stray thought or a stray interest one day, and then some crazy parent acting on it, taking you to gender-affirming care. And then here comes the therapy, which may just be brainwashing. Then comes the puberty blockers and the hormones. And then comes the irreversible surgery. And I cannot believe we're going to allow anybody to go down this road. This is dangerous. Do you know that we all program our children with all kinds of stuff, good and bad? Children believe they are whatever we tell them. It starts with religion. If you raise your kid Christian, he identifies as Christian. Raise him Jewish, he's a Jewish child. He says, yes, that's what I am. Yes, that's what I am. And so if you start saying, well, maybe you're a girl. Oh, maybe I am a girl. Can you imagine a seven-year-old? He looks at a doll for 5 minutes like, well, are you a girl, Todd? Well, I don't know. Am I a girl? Well, you're playing with a doll there. You might be a girl. Oh, okay. I guess I'm a girl. And next thing you know, he's getting gender-affirming surgery. I mean, this is nuts. This is nuts. Children and teenagers are so suggestible. I said this the other day, and it's true. You can go look it up. There are suicide clusters. There are anorexia clusters. It's driven often by social media. When you see your peers, your friends in the grasp of some psychological challenge, often you teenagers start to think, well, I've got this too. I've got the same issue. It's called a contagion. It's an emotional contagion. And that is an element in this. And many experts inside this field say, yes, that is a real thing.
All right. When we return, we'll turn our attention to what's next for Trump. Now that he has officially appeared in court with the charges against him over hanging on to classified documents, what might be the road we take to finally get rid of this case, too? And what's next? KFI AM 640 live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.